It's a Dan cast. A Dan cast, indeed. All right. So, goes like this. I'm about 15 hours from leaving here. Okay, I'm in Seattle right now. And I roll out on a 100-day, 10,000-mile journey. And I am, I'm facing all the emotions of somebody who's about to do something significant, right? And, it's led me to wanting to tell you a story. You know, the nature of being, a confident SOB and at the same time, a little bit of trepidation too, right? So, not that long ago, I was busted. I got busted hard. I was, let me tell you the story. So, okay. I was out with Envy, my van, my production rig, right? And I was working on a high-end media property. And I'd gone out to this tiny little town, I'm out in this tiny little town, way out on the coast, And I mean, there's 8-foot surf, it's pouring down rain, I'm running my production crew, we're having a absolute hoot. There's 40-mile-an-hour winds, which if you've ever done a significant media production, 40-mile-an-hour winds make that tricky, torrential rain. So at one point, we call a halt. And I'm like, okay, sweet. And then I like water. I dig surf, right? So we call a halt to the production for a bit, and everybody's going to go dry out and do their thing for a little while. So I'm like, all right. So I'm jumping Envy, and off we go, and we're down. I'm sitting and I'm watching 8-foot surf. I'm watching 8-foot, just gorgeous surf. And I'm burning a little bit, and I'm just kind of, enjoying. I'm like at the end of the end, right? I'm all the way out on the coast, La Push, Washington. So I'm all the way out on the coast, and I am essentially, you can't get much further away from people, right? And I'm sitting there just enjoying legal weed and, working on some stuff. And I see this rig pull up and I realize it's got blue lights on it and they're on. And they pull up next to my rig. And I'm just like, well, I'll be dipped. Somebody must be doing something illegal. And I start looking around. And these two young officers get out of this rig. And they're just staring at me, right? And I'm just like, oh, God, I'm in, what's going on? And they come over and do the whole, right? And I put the window down. And he says, enjoying some weed? I said, oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm enjoying some weed. I'm camped, right? And he looks at me, he says, you're on federal land. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're on federal land. Would you step out of the vehicle, please? Oh. I don't get caught flat-footed too often. I am crafty and I am fast. Man, was I flat-footed. I didn't realize, right? And I'm there. Yeah, I'm burning the plant, baby. Homie, it's good. Oh, I know I look stupid when I do that too, because he's, and that funny little smirk, right? Of like, I get out, ask me what I'm up to. I explain, production man. They're like, oh, you are the guys over in the, they're not burning any weed over there, are they? I don't think so. So, fellas, which would you prefer I do? Give you my weed or just leave? That's literally what I said to them. I said, fellas, which would you prefer? Should I just give you my weed and let you dump it all out, or should I just leave? He said, well, it's your choice. I said, oh, really? My choice. I was like, wow. So we chatted for a couple more minutes. They asked about the production. Off they went, right? And even though I knew, it's like, no, you probably shouldn't just pack up and leave. I did. I couldn't stop myself. Okay, I literally had to tore down camp, and I was out there in like another 3 minutes, man. So that leads me to the now, right? Yeah, I am an old head, right? I have fun. This road trip is all built around, you know, again, my sponsors, everybody thinks I'm working. Yeah, I love doing this. You're not working if you love what you're doing, by the way. Okay, and so I love doing this. So doing this is fun, right? And at the same time, yeah, we're going to, you know, travel in and out of some areas where weed's legal. We're going to, you know, be running around having a lot of fun. And it does lend itself to funny stories, you know, interesting moments, complex challenges, all of that stuff. So tonight, I guess this morning, as I do my thing, right? I'm just reflecting a little bit. The good fortune, right? The wonderful opportunity to go out on the road for months, right? To go touch the cannabis industry, talk to people about hemp, understand the nature of, you know, where it's all going and what's happening and being on the ground. Dream. Absolute dream. Okay. And with that cliche statement, right? May you live in interesting times, my homie. Yeah. Interesting times. Indeed. You're on federal land.